Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Tar Heels are through to the Sweet 16. The Blue Devils are through to the Sweet 16. And NC State is in the Sweet 16. I'm not sure how many people would have expected this about 2 weeks ago, but here's where we are. And I've said this a thousand times, whether or not Kevin Keats believes me, but we go back a month and a half, 2 months, and I looked at the roster and went, there's no reason why they're not as good as anybody else. Maybe not Duke and Carolina, although they just beat Duke and Carolina basically a week ago. And maybe this is where they were always supposed to be. Kevin Keats joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Thank you very much. I'm sure there's nothing going on, and you just happen to have like nothing to do for 10 minutes. How you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling great. love our team. Love how hard we're working. And glad that we're in the position that we're in. It's 16 teams left, and we're one of those, and we're playing good basketball.
You are playing good basketball, and I think the I'm a layman. I'm not one of the experts. I'm not a coach. I see that I think your team is playing maybe better half court defense than they have all season long. How do you see it?
Well, I think we've improved in a lot of different areas, and I like to refer to it as we've cleaned up some areas that we were not, you know, performing well, and that could be offensively, that could be defensively, but we're doing some really good things, and I will say this about our guys. They're really locked in on both sides of it. You know, we're moving the ball more. We're scoring in a more efficient way. And defensively, I think we're doing a really good job on the most of the team's best players.
You certainly did a good job on Jack Golke. I mean, Casey Morsell, at one point, I'm not sure how familiar you are with square dancing, but I thought Casey and Jack were going to do-si-do for a while.
Well, Jack is, boy, he's having a hell of a tournament, but he was. I mean, I want to say 16 three-pointers in 2 days.
Yeah.
And Casey did a good job. And, you know, we knew coming in after the Washington-Kentucky game that he would, be really efficient. But we wanted to make sure that we made it tough on him, and all the shots were tough. And Casey did a really good job, and a couple other guys had him. I thought Michael O'Connor did a good job.
Yeah.
And he was a big key to us winning that game, not letting him get, you know, off with those three-pointers.
Kevin Keats is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Where did your guys draw positivity from based on the way you guys closed the regular season? Did they just kind of grow into it in the ACC tournament?
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone can do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, everybody panicked so much when we lost the last four games of the season. And I would say to everyone, that was our toughest four-game stretch.
Yeah.
You know, on the road at Florida State, which very few teams win there. Pitt's playing great basketball there. And then we had both Duke and Carolina, who were top 10 teams at the time. And what we decided to do was, I told them before we went to the tournament that, you know, bring something lucky with you, focus in on what we didn't do, get better and work on ourselves, and we'll win games. And you know, 5 games in 5 days and the stretch that we had, and to obviously, you know, go through the last 3 games of Duke, UVA, and Carolina, man, it shows a lot about our team.
Oh, incredibly gutty. We talked to Michael O'Connell last week, and he said, we played, I mean, 5 and 5 isn't that big a deal when you play as much AAU basketball as most of these guys play, but it's a different type of pressure. It's a different type of energy that you have to expend because of the stakes here. There aren't many stakes in AAU basketball. Was it more difficult, you know, mentally or physically for your guys 5 and 5 days?
Well, I think it was more, you know, if you remember, we had some ups and downs and some injuries, and, you know, DJ Horn didn't even play in the first game against Louisville. And then, you know, then we had, you know, Jaden Taylor's ankles were bothering him. Casey kind of had a groin as we were going into the championship game. So I think it was equally, we had to be physically tough to be able to, you know, make the grind of playing 5 games in 5 days. But also there's a mental, you know, part to that where we had to really, really lock in and understand and focus. And just remember, these are unique teams we're playing with no days of prep. And so we had to lean on what we learned throughout the regular season. And honestly, it's weird because we got stronger against every team in the second half. Mm-hmm. And that's after playing 2 or 3 games.
And there's no question about that. You know, I just looking at the box score, and I watched both of your games against Texas Tech and against Oakland, and they were both riveting games. And Texas Tech, you know, came in from the Big 12, and how great a season that whole league had and all of that. And I thought you guys were the better team pretty much start to finish. And I thought while it was closer against Oakland, I thought you guys were the better team from start to finish. But I was shocked to see that DJ Burns played 42 minutes out of 45. What has he meant? It looks to me like he's played his best basketball all season the last week and a half.
Well, he has. And, you know, it's funny because now the national audience is kind of seeing what everybody in the ACC and the people around Raleigh are seeing. You know, he's a great story, you know, big teddy bear, great, you know, touch, soft feet, quick on his feet, can do some different things. And, you know, just one of those, you know, great guys to be around. And I think he's taking his game to another level. He and I spoke after the season last year, and he just did not like the way he ended the season against Creighton and didn't play well. And so I knew once we got back into postseason, it was going to be a different DJ Burns.
He certainly has been. He's been absolutely awesome. And again, the fact that he played 42 minutes, he didn't get in foul trouble. You know, he's an incredible passer. And obviously people aren't used to seeing somebody who is that big have that kind of soft touch. And he's got great feet. Let me ask you about Mo Diarra, who over the course of the season has become almost indispensable to your team. Now, he's fasting for Ramadan, and your game time, which is the first on the floor on Friday, means that he's going to have issues with rehydration all the way through. How are you handling that, that particular element, or how will you? Do you have a plan for it?
Yeah, we have our, you know, it's a collection of group of our trainer and our nutritionist and our strength coach, and they've done a really good job of putting together a great plan for Mo to be successful, obviously. And he's followed it, and it's worked out for it. And you got to give him a lot of credit because a lot of that comes from him, from being able to trust in others and follow the plan and stay true to his religion.
I mean, he's also become such a good player. Did you know that he was going to bust out threes like this?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, no, you know what? It's funny because if you talk to Mo, he thinks he's my guard anyway. And so, yes, I did. We had to scale back and get him to rebound, and we had to get him to score around the basket. And then, you know, that by you know, we wanted to reward him by being able to make shots. And he's actually shot the ball really well for us late in the season.
It looks like he was born. Maybe he is a guard. I don't know. I mean, tall players grow up playing guard, right? I mean, I actually went to school with Ala Abdelnaby, former Duke player, played in the NBA for a long time. And I remember him when he was a 6'3 point guard. And then all of a sudden he shows up at Duke and he's 6'11. So these guys all played guard as kids.
Well, every big think they can shoot the three, and every guard every now and then think they can post up. So it's kind of, we got some reverse psychology going on. But Mo's been good for us. I mean, he is, he's, you know, one of the guys on our team that can guard 1 through 5. He's been able to knock down threes. He's really rebounded the basketball in great stretches for us.
And final thing, Casey Morsell and his ability to defend. Have you already looked at Marquette? You know, by the way, you know the significance of Marquette, right? 1974?
No, I don't, but I'm sure you're going to explain it to me right now. And look, and it's my duty to say I got it from you, and I'm going to go explain it to my team, which they're not going to hear anything I say, just so you know that.
That's quite all right. Marquette was a team that State beat for the title in 74.
Yep.
And if it's Houston, that's who they beat for the title in 83. So no pressure, just got all the alumni.
Well, no pressure, but listen, the 74 team didn't play the same team. The 83 team didn't play the same team as 74, so we're going to move on. That's what we're going to do.
You can't fight history, though. You can't.
I know, but listen, thank you for sharing that. That's a good nugget to have.
It'll be in the game notes, is what you know, for those of us in the media, we're always looking for angles. I will let you go. Kevin Keats, NC State head coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the run so far. We look forward to it extending for another couple of weeks.
Well, I appreciate you, and thanks for having me on. And like I said, exciting times in Raleigh.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.